Welcome to the Josh Meister's Lost podcast, the audio version of the Josh Meister's Lost blog, which you can find at thelostmeister.blogspot.com. This podcast may contain spoilers. Thursday, May 25th, 2006. Live Together, Die Alone, commentary and notes. If you haven't watched the season finale yet, I strongly recommend that you do so before you listen to the rest of this podcast. Wow, what a crazy episode. While many season finale spoilers out there were proven to be accurate, e.g. Libby giving Desmond the boat, an awful lot of unexpected events occurred as well. There's so much in this episode to discuss that it will take fans weeks to sort everything out. Jay and Jack have already gotten a good start on their latest podcast, posted early this morning. Podcast links are in the sidebar of the blog. Following are just a few of the things we learned from Live Together, Die Alone. We now know a little more about Desmond. The woman in the photograph is his love, Penny Widmore, the daughter of Charles Widmore. Libby seems even more likely to have been participating in the Dharma Initiative before she was on Flight 815, as we see her assuming yet another identity in the Desmond flashback. We also see flashbacks involving Desmond's hatchmate, Kelvin Inman, and we learn about Kelvin's former hatchmate, Rudzinski, who seems to know an awful lot about the Dharma Initiative, the hatch, and the island. He's apparently the one who started the blast door map. Tom is the real name of Mr. Friendly, aka Zeke. The fake Henry Gale turns out to be some kind of leader to Tom's group of others. Pushing the button really did serve a purpose, repressing a massive amount of electromagnetic energy, and was more than just a psychological experiment, as implied by the Pearl's orientation video. Desmond's failure to push the button on time caused Flight 815 to crash on the island. Now for some lost experience notes. Last night, Hugh McIntyre of the Hanso Foundation was a guest on Jimmy Kimmel Live, a late-night talk show on ABC. McIntyre confirmed that the Dharma Initiative was real, but claimed that it had been canceled in 1987. He claimed that events on Lost, including the hatches and the island, are purely fictional, merely creations of the Lost writers and producers, and not actually connected with the real-life Hanso Foundation. McIntyre also claimed that the reason Alvar Hanso allegedly hasn't been seen in years is that he's very busy. This contradicts DJ Dan's conspiracy theory that Hanso has been cryogenically frozen. The complete Hugh McIntyre interview can be watched online via YouTube. Speaking of DJ Dan, a second podcast is supposed to be available sometime tomorrow. You can listen to it early, albeit not in MP3 format, by typing in the code 108 on subliminal.com. Note that eventually this may not work, as the site recently changed dramatically and may yet change again. After the MP3 has been posted, it will probably be available via a link at djdan.am/podcast.html. Season 3 spoilers, or hints about what we can expect anyway. ABC has an interview with executive producers Damon Lindelof and Carlton Cuse, in which they discuss Season 3. Damon says that there will be some new characters and that, quote, we'll be getting some in-depth explanations of characters that we've already met. Carlton says that the others will be a big part of Season 3, quote, who they are, where they come from, what they want, and their relationship with the island, end quote. We can expect to see the rest of Libby's story through flashbacks, according to Carlton. Quote, the end scene of the season finale really does set up one of the important mysteries of season 3, end quote, says Carlton, but Damon warns, quote, we would advocate patience in some ways, end quote. Damon clarified that we're going to find out at the beginning of season 3 what the others want with Jack, Kate, and Sawyer. Quote, but you might have to wait a little while, end quote, to find out exactly how the last few minutes of the show are going to pay off in season 3. Quote, but they will, and in a very significant way, end quote. Carlton says that, quote, there will be a lot of romance in season 3, end quote, specifically talking about Claire and Charlie's relationship beginning to develop. You can now pre-order the complete second season of Lost. Reserve your copy today. Go to tinyurl.com/p3zrd. Friday, May 26th, 2006. DJ Dan's second podcast postponed. For some unknown reason, as of this morning, the DJ Dan website now says that the second podcast will be coming on June 1st instead of today. That's 6 days late. This seems odd considering that there's a hidden DJ Dan recording available already through subliminal.com, as mentioned below. Will the June 1st podcast be a new one, or will they just post an MP3 of the recording currently available through subliminal.com? The May 25th subliminal.com message talks about Widmore Corporation coercing college students to build, quote, electromagnetic superweapons, end quote. An unnamed student claimed that the project was designed to bring down, quote, a space-borne body, end quote, from orbit, a space-borne body, quote, like the moon, end quote. This seems to tie in significantly with the Season 2 finale, in which we learned of the powerful events of the Swan Station's electromagnet. With this new information, it seems very likely that Widmore Corporation designed the technology and licensed it for use by the Dharma Initiative. Thanks for listening. Please check out the Josh Meister's Lost blog for links related to this podcast. The address again is The Lost Meister, that's thelostmeister.blogspot.com. Thank you, and namaste.